Kum Lenin, a block of murder, we're up to Samacham at Aleph and the bottom Mishnah, which is we're still talking about the chazakas. If I do things on your property, okay, we're up to Samacham at Aleph and the bottom Mishnah. Ein oitzin cholol, we already had this Mishnah before, so I'm going to go through, so I'm sure you remember it and go through quickly. Ein oisin cholol, we do not make a hole, an excavation or a cavity, tachas shesarabim, underneath the shesarabim. Boides shichnamai, you want to have cisterns there or pits or pans, don't do it. Rabbelezer is matir, and why shouldn't you do it? Because even though right now everything is sturdy, in a couple of years it'll fall apart, and therefore, why should we have to chase you up and go to the interior? Rabbelezer is matir, why? Kedei shetehag gola mahaleches utu'un avonim. He wants, you should build a strong enough that a wagon, with full of stones, can carry over it. And I still might eventually break down. Right now, there's nothing wrong with it. Ein moitzi in zizin the gizosur shirabim. You're not allowed to stick out these beams and porches out onto the street. You're taking away airspace. Elim rotza. Okay, now we can start. I was told we have permission to start without you. Ella im rotza. We just started the mission right now. Elim rotza. Koydash leyum moitzi. If you want. But what you could do the following. You move your house in. Let's say you're fronting a street. Move your house in. Don't build your house to the boundary. The word Gemara. Move your house in, let's say 10 feet in, and then have your porch or your beam sticking out those 10 feet until the boundary line. Now, what's going to happen over time is that people just said, I'm going to start walking on your property because your house was recessed now 10 feet and there's nothing there. But that doesn't matter. It's your reshus. You're allowed to. What about Laka Chatzer, Bozi Gitra? You bought a Chatzer and there were already there beams. Hareze Bechaskasa. We don't have to defend it because we'll assume that's what happened. Says the Gemara, Rabbana, why don't they allow you to build holes in the ground? Today's Gemara is a beautiful Gemara. You have to say to them, Zimnin, sometimes the Mivchis Velavadite will cave in and you won't even realize it. Rabbi Ami had a beam that was taking out into a side street, a sort of cul-de-sac. But who gave it to Nami? And there's another person in the town, had a beam sticking out onto the main street. Also, came Rabbi Ami. They came for Rabbi Ami. The people in the street complained about the guy who's in the main street. Amalei Zil Koyit. So Rabbi Ami ruled, go ahead and cut it off. What are you talking about? Well, you're telling me, he said, you're telling me you also have beams sticking out into the side street. He said to him, "Didi lemavu mapik. I am in a side street, a cul-de-sac. The people in the street are moichel by me. But didach, yours is just a rabbi mapik, sitting on the main street. Man moichel gabor. Who will be there to be moichel? Who are you going to buy the rights from?" Even though we do have a concept of Zion to the ear, you know, the seven members of the city can do this, but nobody did it. Nobody's meichel for you. Rabbi Yanai, Havele Ilon. He had a tree, Hanoit Lishus Rabim, that was overhanging the Shus Rabim. Who gave it? Another person, Havele Nami Lishus Rabim, had also a tree further down the street, overhanging Shus Rabim. Oshus Rabim become Akvila. People in the street were upset and they tried to stop him from having his tree into the street. They took him to the Tayyip. Rabbi Yanai, Omele told him, Zili Idna. He said, "I don't want to hear the case today. I have a headache." Or whatever it was, but told him, "Give somebody an excuse. Come back tomorrow." Why did you do that? Because you got to be, you got to make sure that you're above reproach before you start judging other people. So what did he do? Balayla that night, Shoder Katzi Lahudidei. That night he went and cut his own tree down. He had his tree cut down. So tomorrow, when he rule against the other guy should maybe say, "Oh, but you always have a tree," because I say I cut it down. It's a little bit cheating, isn't it? Lahudidei Lamocha. The following day, also come Amalei Zil Koyt. Go cut it down, Amalei. Ha, my name is Yisrael. What are you talking about? You're telling me you cut it down. You also have a tree. Amalei Zil Chazi. Go look. It Koytidi Koytidach. If my tree is cut down, then you must cut yours down. And he like Koytidi. Like talking to the cutter. Like talking. And if mine isn't cut down, you have to cut down. Now, Lachayda, what do you do? How can he even do this? It's conniving, you know. This is a
pre-judged before he heard the case.
He knew exactly this. It's an open case, but he himself was wrong. So what he did was, he went and cut it down, and then he's the judge. I mean, so who did you trick? Who did you fool over here? Says, "Well, let me cut it myself." Says, "If he take a hell, you know, I have a tree. So why did he have a tree then?" Says, "Let me cut it." So at first he thought nichluhu lebenedo shusarabim the yasi betuli. He thought he's doing a service to the people in the street because he has a tree. You know, if it's very hot, they can all sit down under his branches and under the leaves and get, you know, protected from the sun. So therefore, he thought it was the right thing. Even the chazad the kama akve, but he saw that people are complaining about the other guy's tree, so obviously it was that guy's tree history. So therefore, he immediately removed it. So the katsi, he removed it. Why did he delay the case and first cut down his tree? Why did he tell the other guy, cut your tree down, and then afterwards we'll cut his tree? From the Reish Lakish, the famous Reish Lakish, Amri said, he's Koshu, gathered together with Koshu, and cut down. Kshoit Atzcha Hidashan, first make sure that you're squeaky clean. And then the Achikach Shechen, then you go ahead and you start training others. Because if you're going to start training others and you have the same Chsarin, you're going to achieve nothing. And not only you won't achieve nothing, they make the guy get angry with you. You're Chutzpah, you're telling me off, you do the same thing. So he's Koshu Shu V'Koshu. Kshoit Atzcha V'Achikach Shechen. Make sure that you fix yourself up first. But if you do want, you know what, you cannot put beams out in the street, but you want, bring your house in a bit and then build it over there. What about the Chatzchila? He moved his house in a little bit and people started to walk there. And then a year later, he decided, you know what, I want to put my beams out. It's not my property, but it was, what do you call that? It became an easement. It became like an easement, yeah, right away, because people just have access there. If you did, you can still your property, you can change your mind a year later. If I found too late, you can't change your mind. I think that you got something wrong. Of course, it's his property. What do you mean he can't? Because he allowed the people in the street to walk on his property, therefore he lost his rights to put a beam over there. The machlekes is you move your property inwards, and people started using an access way, and then a year or 2 years later, you want to now put your property back onto the background. You want to build another room to your house. Can you do that or not? And Rabbi Yechon says, Eina, Pufaker. Rabbi Yechon says, he cannot. And Yishloki says, Marzir. Rabbi Yechon says, Eina, Marzir, why? Rabbi Yehuda, a roadway, a path, a trail, Shechzika, by Rabbim, that once the multitude of people started using for themselves, Asa the Kalkalai, belongs now to the public, even though it's an easy way through your property, it belongs now to the public. So therefore, same thing over here. Once you move your house in and you allow the public, you didn't put a fence in the front, you allow the public to walk right in front of your house, it's theirs. You can't now push them away. You could put beams there, but you can't push them away. However, the Shlokish says, Machzir, what's the logic? You know when he says that, we have nowhere else to go. Remember, there's a Shusha Rabbi. Shusha Rabbi by definition means it was 16 amas wide. I gave them further room to go on my property. And if I close it off, they still have plenty of room. So then Rabbi Yehuda's din doesn't apply. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the vart is that these people made a kinya chazaka, it's theirs. It belongs to the Rabbi. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Nafla. Rabbi Yehuda says, if, let's say, the zizin fall down, people are walking in the street now in front of your house and the zizin fall down, you can build it up again. Seems like a wrong ruling.
Yeah. What do you mean? You've got a property and you let people go on your property for 20 years, then you decide to build on it and they can't go and it's your property, you can do whatever.
No, that's the thing. Once you gave it over to the public, it's the public.
You didn't give it over to the public.
That's called giving over. The only way to stop that is if you would have made a machor straight away. Said, I'm only doing this temporary while I'm getting my plans or something.
Put up a no trespassing sign.
That's right. Something like
that. In England recently there was a case where some farmer or other put up a big fence around his fields and didn't let anyone walk through. And they made a whole protest because there was a right of way there. There was a pathway for 1,000 years or something. And the court said that he can't walk it off because it's been a public use. I mean, we're talking how much public is out in the country somewhere, you know, a few hikers or something. But it's been a public use for hundreds of years, so he can't walk it off.
Okay, get back to Gemara. So you're saying if I had these beams and it fell down, I can build it again. But Gemara, you tell me you build it again. May I ask a question? Well, soon we're learning because of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Ein Mesaidin, you're not allowed to put plaster in the Ein Mekaidin. Nor can you do drawings inside the plaster. Or using a white plaster, nor can you put all kinds of nice colors. Bismanaze, we have to feel our houses have to look old, ancient because of the churban beis hamikdash. Then it says, "Loka chotzim mesuyedet." I purchased a yard that already had all the plaster on mechuyedet mechuyeches. How did he mechuskas? Probably the guy who built it legally. Nafla, once it collapses, ain't a chayzer b'noitzim. Even though the guy probably built it legally, now I'll build it now from scratch. Why, you just said a minute ago that if it had zizin and then fell down, I can rebuild. If anything has existed pre, you know, my being there, I can rebuild. So why can't I rebuild this house with the seed and everything else? The answer is isur shayni. Not having seed in your house is an isur kol churban beis hamikdash. Therefore, you're not allowed to build it again. doesn't help. That was before, but here we're talking about rights that, of money rights, monetary rights. If I had a right, I can rebuild it. Now that we talked about base of city, remember we learned that Yosher on the base of a city, you should not plaster your whole house with seed beam either by choil. But if the plaster isn't pure plaster, you threw in a little bit of sand, so therefore it's not white, it's not a bright white, it's a little bit off white or cream color, then muti allowed to. Rabbi Yudayim Rida says, either by choil, that is a trach seed of Yosher. If you add a little bit of sand, it doesn't really help much, it's still the same plaster, it's forbidden. Tevin muti, but if you add, a little straw to the plaster so it gives it a darker color or a coarser look, then you're allowed to. Talking about the churban beis hamikdash, we'll soon see what the laws are. Talk about what we learned. Kishachorev habayis b'shnia. An interesting guy from this gemara here to what the minig lubavitch is on Pesach. Not that the Rebbe brings it anywhere, but just a boost for it. Kishachorev habayis, when the beis hamikdash is destroyed, b'shnia, the second beis hamikdash, when the first beis hamikdash is destroyed, then the Nevi'im told them, you know, soon you'll come back again, pogdinu Hashem. So they thought, okay, it's temporary. Second base immediately still Mashiach comes, so it was much more long term. So Rabu Pirushim Yisrael, the Eden decided we can no longer live like mentioned. We're going to become a Parush. A Parush means aesthetic and to remove themselves from this world. Shulei lechol basar, no more meat. Shulei lishol yain, no more meat, no more wine, because meat is kabbalas. Wine is you bring wine and the sachim. That's it. No base immediately. If the Abishah can't eat, how can we eat basically? Nitful Abishua sat down with them and said, Omelem bonai. A tata talking to the children. This is my kids. He wants to tease out of them. Why aren't you eating flesh? They ain't at them chasing yain. Why aren't you drinking wine? I'm relying. How can we eat flesh? That from them we bring mizbech. The achshav bottle, and now it's no longer mizbech. The apes are not eating. How can we nish the yain, drink wine? Shemenaschal gab mizbech. The achshav bottle. Amalim, he told them. I mean, Cain, if so, lechem and eichel as well. Don't eat bread. Shekavah bottle. Don't eat bread because we no longer have menachas. Ev should be paid this. He's trying to tell them it's an impossible kind of a life, and that's it. You're gonna fast. Ev should be paid this. You can eat fruits. So they said, okay. So we have bread. We have fruits. Flesh you can't have. There's no substitute for flesh or wine. But for bread we can have fruits. So you have a diet. No carbohydrates. We'll just eat fruits and vegetables. So he said, paid is leinechol. He said, no, you can't eat fruit. You can't bottle bikurim. If there's no bikurim anymore, how can you have fruits? No, the people thought he wasn't. They thought he was being serious. So they said, "Yeah, we won't eat bread anymore either." So what are we going to sustain ourselves with? Fruits. That's the only thing left to eat. So he said, "We can't eat it because it's bekudim." Pedachet mayim. No, only the zayim minim are bekudim. All other fruits is no bekudim. So then he says, "Mayim lo nishta." He said, "No, you know, guys, stop drinking water." Shekavah bottom lisach mayim asukas. You know, we do the water thing. We don't have it anymore. Shasku, that's it. If no water, what's left? Amalan, he said to them. Okay. Taisa asked a question. It sounds something muddy here. He was trying to say that it's impossible to live, right? He got down, the only thing left was drinking water, and water also is not finished. They said, oh, but there's water that's not kosher mizbech, water that's collected in the cistern. So his answer is, but water is the same. In other words, Taisa took the gemara literally. There's nothing left to eat, nothing. Now let's think for a second. When they said we won't eat flesh because they're carbonous, what about chicken? Chicken cannot be brought to carbon.
And chicken wasn't
originally considered. And chicken are a carbon. Is it aya that when they acid meat, they also stopped eating chicken? Otherwise, what's the problem? They can eat chicken and everything else, no problem. They stop eating chicken. This is a figure that says that for Zroya, we don't use the shank bone, we use the neck of a chicken, which is. And we remove all the meat from the neck.
So it shouldn't
look like kachim. What kind of kachim? Who could bring a chicken on the base of Migdash? It's an item in this Gemara here that when they decided to stop flesh because of the Mizbeach, they stopped eating chicken also.
And what's the Mitr B'Yosek Lili?
This is talking about here.
He says it's not possible because he ate it with milk.
Nothing to do with my little pshetl.
No. Not being so to your pshetl. I'm just saying that Biazoi came for infinite of the pshetl, like Rabbi Yosef Lili. He'll have a problem with it.
Next year, next.
That's exactly. Okay. We'll have a trouble with
that. He said to them, Bonai, my children. So he's talking very nice to them. He's trying to bring them to the level that they understand what they're doing the wrong thing to. Being aesthetic is not the way to be yid. Let me tell you. On the one hand, not to be an oval, EF Shishikran Nigazeda. They've already destroyed the base of English, and you have to be ma'abalan. You have to mourn it. Ulas abel, you know, but if, on the other hand, you're mourning too much, EF Shishikran. To go the other extreme, not to eat anything, can be. You need to be, everything has to be the middle of the road. has to be balanced. See what it says. Bameida atem nadim, you're cursing yourself, or oisi atem kovim, and you're stealing from me, hagoi kula the entire nation. Certain things that we should behave ourselves in a way that is chorim zechem chorim. For example, Sodom has been seed, you're allowed to plaster your whole house with plaster. Your house should look nice, Nabos. Umeshai by Dovamud. A little part you leave that's not completely finished. The Kama Hamad, Amrab Yasiv, Amal Amma, a section of an Amma by an Amma, Amrab Chizik Neged HaPesach, by the door. Why we're not Mahadin, this Shulchan brings down as well at all. It's brought down in Shulchan, the Tavkuf Samach. They have a picture of a Shulaim or the Kaisel Maravi. That's what people do.
A lot of Litvish Olam, when they're making a house, they leave a big square.
Okay.
You just see the bricks on the wall.
Well, I saw many houses, you know, people, because of this, they put a picture of a Shulaim or the Kaisel Maravi, and therefore you remember Chor Beis HaMikdash. That's how you do it when you walk in the house. Oysa Adam Kolchar Chesuda, a person can eat a whole meal. Abin Shailim would always leave something on the plate. Mahi, what do you mean leave a little bit? What's considered like a little bit? Omar, Rakzara Papa, Kasa the Hasna. A plate of this fish that they used to be fried in oil and like you know fried fish there, leave a little bit there. Oisa Isha Koltach Shita, a woman can wear whatever she wants. Abin Mashayed, little things she shouldn't put on. Mahi Omar Abraham says, Bas Sida, they used to put a little kind of oil on top of the hair. Leave a little bit on your hair.
That's what
it is. That says fried fish.
Yeah,
exactly what we do. Shenema says, Im Eshkel Chechir Shalayim Tishkachi Mini Tibak Vishayin Yilichiki. Im Les Kerechi. My Al Roy Simchasi. What do you mean? Al Roy Simchasi. Oh, my Yitzchak is the Eifa. What on my head? I should always remember the head during a simcha. I should remember the chumash and what you're talking about. The eif mikle b'chasanim, which Shlomo brings down as well. People go and write in Mislangim definitely do this, but we don't. And that is to put a little bit of ashes on the head of the chasan, but when he goes to the chuppah. Omleir apaplabaya hey chamanochla. Wish you put these ashes. But mokin to my tefillin. Shlomo says it says in the pasuk losum. You should put lavei leti. And for those who mourn Yerushalayim, losses lamb. Put them pe'ei tachas eifer. That you should put pe'er tefillin, we used to put the ashes. The cholam is abul, oh, very interesting, yeah? The cholam is abul al Yerushalayim, whoever is mourning Yerushalayim, zoiche v'roye b'simchase. If it bothers you, Yerushalayim is missing, then you deserve to appreciate when things are back and rejuvenated. Shenema, as it says in Pasuk, simchu es Yerushalayim. Because you rejoice with Yerushalayim, and you rejoice there, so therefore you'll rejoice when Yerushalayim comes back. We should stop drinking wine, eating flesh because of Rabbis Hamidish. When your Rabbani makes Zaydas, they got to make sure that people can live with it. If it's too difficult, don't make these Zaydas. Very important rule in life. And from the day that Adrianus, that wicked king who made all the Xedas, kind of a bris and all that, came out, because he made all these terrible decrees. He learns it means bris milah, which happens after the week. Others say it means the party the night before. V'amr Yeshua ben, which some say is a Shom Zacher, if you remember Tosfos Baba Kama, the din is shenigzer al atzmeinu min adin, we should all get married because we can't mala our children. How can you get married? Others say it means they shouldn't go to the mikveh. How can you get married and do avedus? The nimtze zayr shel Avraham Avinu kol me'elav. What's going to happen then? The Avraham Avinu generation will die. Won't be any more children left. Tosfos says, what do you mean? How can you say min adin? It's a mitzvah puravu. So Taisa Puruv was only two children. We're talking about having more than two children. So Taisa is telling us, statistically, if a family of two only have two children, you don't grow at all. And you know, in the world, the Western world today, the population is 1.7, 1.8, which means they're declining. It's the Asians and the Africans who are growing, and the Muslims and so on. So Taisa says that right here, that if a population of two is not growth, and then if people die young, that's it, you're behind. So over time, there won't be anybody left. So you do Puruv, but that's it. You have to get married. You have to do what you have to do. And if chas v'shalom things happen later, you cannot do it. You can't make a chesed. I'm not going to do it because tomorrow, like Chizkia, they don't want to have any children because he knew he'll have a son like Menashe be a Rosha. David said, "Bahadi keep shirachman alam lach." What's not your chesed? You have a mitzvah to have a child. If just because you have ruach hakodesh, the child can turn out to be a Rosha, it's not your business. You got to do everything possible to make him a proper chinuch. Stop there.